Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
He's business's bad boy.
You're bad, and I like it.
Yep, he's one bad apple.
That's right, we're bad. That's right.
He's Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate.
Welcome back, 34 after the hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. Very excited about having Tiana Lawrence back on the show. Tiana has become a great member of our Brain Trust over the last few years. She is a co-founder of Factum, Inc., a blockchain as a service company that she helped found. She is the author of Blockchain for Dummies, which is a book that I bought a bunch of and given away and encourage you to find. Every time I talk about blockchain with anybody, I tell them to find this book because it's the best one to simple things down that regular people can understand. And she's also a cryptocurrency expert, and we're going to talk about both of those things during our visit. Tiana Lawrence, welcome back to the show.
Thank you so much for having me.
It's good to have you back. Let's talk about some cryptocurrency issues. Before we get into some of a little bit of the weeds and some of the new stuff going on, let's remind people about the cryptocurrency landscape. Cryptocurrency is digital currency. It's not money. Money you hold in your hand, but it is currency. And of course, the original one was Bitcoin. Everybody knows about Bitcoin. But what they might not realize, unless they listen to my show quite a bit, is that there are a couple of thousand other cryptocurrencies out there, including Ether, the Ethereum cryptocurrency. What do you think?
Yes, absolutely. So cryptocurrency is the incentive that's given to participants within a blockchain network versus money, which is put out by a sovereign government,
right,
for their economy. So cryptocurrency, like Bitcoin, has been around
almost,
for quite a
while. You could almost say it's community money, couldn't you?
Yes. The Bitcoin and the blockchain network for Bitcoin, it's all open source. Anybody can participate anywhere in the world. And Bitcoin acts as a borderless currency where you can transact directly with another user without the need of a bank to facilitate that transaction.
Could we call it a 21st century form of barter? Of course money is an elevated, money took barter out of the picture so we could trade products and services without having to need what you sell and you need what I sell. Money helped us do that. But can we say that cryptocurrency is a higher form, a 21st century form of barter?
Yeah, I think it's a new way of facilitating those direct transactions, because that's exactly what bartering is you're directly interacting with another party to trade some kind of good or service. And Bitcoin acts like that. It doesn't have any sort of market protections the way that stocks do, or other currencies that have like quantitative easing and things like that protect its value. Mm-hmm. It's sort of like the Adam Smith pure market, where each individual is always choosing exactly what they would buy or sell the cryptocurrency at.
Well, exactly. And of course, Bitcoin has had a little bit of a bumpy ride. It's still worth a lot. It's still worth about $9,000, I think, today, around $9,000. It started out as nothing and went up to about almost $20,000 at one point. And we're still deciding, people are still deciding, is it a currency or an asset class? But again, to me, what I think is more interesting than Bitcoin is the interest and the proliferation of cryptocurrencies as a class of payment. What do you think?
Yeah, absolutely. And I think overall, like if you look at the market trends from where it started, a bit over 10 years ago to what it is now. It's still holds an incredible value. There's more users now than ever before.
Mm-hmm.
Some of the conditions that allow it to go up and down are just it doesn't have the same sort of like regulation and law enforcement to help protect against fraud that other currencies do.
And that may be about to come to an end as the sovereign governments around the world, especially the United States, because it has the most to protect in our dollar, as governments realize that cryptocurrency, if it gets out of hand, could devalue their sovereign currencies. And so the governments are not going to let this go unchecked. And we'll talk about that a little bit and some of the more details about cryptocurrency, including Bitcoin halving and what that means to the future of cryptocurrency. With Tiana Lawrence after the break. 20 Tales, stay with us.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.